This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Good afternoon. This is Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture. I'm Juliet Jacobs. The Bo Cameron and Arts Awards, or the BCAA, are back for its 19th edition, continuing with its aim to be Malaysia's premier award for the performing arts. They do that through recognizing, rewarding and raising the bar of excellence for Malaysian performing arts practitioners. So organized by arts company Kaki Seni since 2002, today on the show, I'm catching up with Lau Ngai Nguyen. She is the president of Kaki Seni. We're going to discuss the efforts the company has taken to keep the awards going through the years, and we all know it's not been easy, and also to get a glimpse into the nominees for this edition and what's in store at the upcoming award ceremony, which is happening on the 5th of May. Welcome, Ngai Nguyen. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you so much. Such an honour to be back here, really.
I know, it's an honour to have you.
Yay.
I know, always busy. You've got so much on your plate, but thank you for making the time. 19 Cammies. My goodness.
Yes, time for- all the time, you know. Where did it go?
Where did it go? Indeed. So, you know, yeah, I'm sure, you know, as you reflect on the journey, right, that the CAMI, the Bo Cameron and Arts Awards have, you know, taken over these past 19 years, what would you say, you know, is its significance within Malaysia's performing arts landscape?
I really do think that the amount of artists that was lifted, that were lifted because it was race that got into international space, that got recognized beyond this country, that are continuing to contribute in and out of the country, that are continuing to be producing work and really good work at that. I think those are testimony of what the awards have been. Mm-hmm. It's been a long, long time. 19 years of awards mean that we've done 20 years worth of work. Right. And this is not counting the years that we don't have, you know, the awards proper. That's because right. of the gap year, because of the pandemic, you know, and we were doing something else. We were giving out the money instead. Mm-hmm. So all in all, I am really proud of all the winners, all the ones that we've lifted through the years. This is a peer-to-peer recognition yeah. award, right? So yeah. that means we have like the best of the judges from the industry to come in and in a very disciplined way, attend shows. If we talk about 74 shows last year, we have 52 weeks. So you can just about imagine how most of them will have to go to a show religiously yeah. every single weekend. So that means they have no weekend. And watch shows and discuss them and talk about how do we make sure that we do more so that each one of the productions can enjoy the recognition better mm-hmm. and yeah. can go further and can think about what can I do next and can be very excited about their contribution to the arts.
Yeah, and I just want to say that, you know, it's not just the winners, even the nominees, right? Even they are lifted up by, you know, by being associated with the awards as well, by being recognized by the awards, rather.
We really like to be encouraging. But at the same time, we understand also that being encouraging is just one side of the story. Mm-hmm. The other side of the story really is in recognizing excellence. So when you recognize excellence, that's when the other companies, the other productions that are looking at each other, they understand, if I see you like that and I am recognized in the same category, that means I'm also kind of like you. Yeah. And if I didn't win, I understand why I didn't. Mm-hmm. And if I did win, then it's like, whoa, I thought that one was much better. How did I win? Yeah. I better find out. So all this should drive, you know, should be a stronger motivation and a stronger driver for you to do more. Mm-hmm. So that's what the award's hoping to achieve.
Yeah. And, you know, over the years, of course, the awards have evolved, you know, of course, to stay relevant as well and responsive, because it's been a very dynamic sort of like, it's a dynamic scene, isn't it? So how would you say that the CAMIs have evolved to reflect the performing arts in Malaysia?
To be really honest, I didn't think that the CAMIs are evolving as fast as the scene is.
Okay.
There are still requests coming in all the time to judge shows that we couldn't categorize. Shows that it's not so easy to like, okay, so what kind of judges should we send to understand how we should judge this? Mm. So we cannot suddenly come up with a new category, right? Because then yes. this may be the only show. So what we are doing right now is to review the entire process. And in the 20th BCAA, you will actually see more inclusivity in the way that we're judging shows. So shows may not need to have to fall into a certain category specific anymore. Mm-hmm. And how we're going to do this, well, that one, after the award tonight, that's when we will get into the details so that we don't, you know, cloud your mind too much about, oh, so what's happening?
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we will catch up with you then to find out about that direction as well. But again, going back to this year, 74 productions, as you said, just in 1 year alone, my goodness, how does the selection process actually work? You know, what criteria do the judges use to evaluate the performances?
I think the criteria has, it needs to be a production that has got certain professional value to it. And what does that mean? That means it must show in a professional space. It must have a certain amount of minimum audience seats.
Okay.
You don't need to fill them all for us to come judge you, but you need to have the seats available. And why we're doing that is that we wanted also to make sure that your show is building on audience.
Mm.
But over the years, actually, we're figuring that perhaps some of this criteria may need to shift and change, because the kind of show that people enjoy more now is something more intimate. So when it is more intimate, perhaps the size of the hall or the size of the seats capacity will need to drastically drop.
Mm.
And what is that dropping to? Perhaps we don't even need to say the number. Perhaps it needs to be, you must be showing to a certain number of nights, a certain number of times, and the kind of show you're putting out. Perhaps we want to ensure that the amount of people working behind the scenes, what does it include?
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things that we're tightening again.
Okay.
To ensure that really we are including a lot more changes that's happening, how audiences are enjoying shows, what kind of shows they want to go to, the intimacy of the shows is getting more and more important.
Interesting.
The ability of shows to really reach out to you, more than just one person in 500, but more personal to you. I think that is becoming more and more important.
Mm-hmm.
And shows that are personal, therefore needed a space that is a lot more smaller, a lot more intimate, is also very important. So we're looking at all this and including them in as well.
That's really great. So really, you know, trying to stay, to maintain the award's integrity, but also be very relevant to the changing times. Like you said, maybe not moving as fast enough that you thought, but definitely going there. And there's 37 subcategories, right?
Yes,
including
that's right.
Awards for performance, technical, creative talents. And I guess that's also the other way that you're trying to remain inclusive and representative of all those diverse talents, right? Within the performing arts industry.
Yeah, we have four recipients of the Best Of.
Yeah.
And what is the Best Of is really about the excellent show. The shows that we want to be able to say that if you miss this, you missed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we want to create that that value where you realize that these are shows that are all-rounders in terms of excellence. We want to make sure we pack the shows properly. So that's very important to us. And then we have got one recipient of Lifetime Achievement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to that, because we are highlighting once again someone who is really contributing enormously in the traditional world, in the traditional arts, really. But in a modern world, and how do you continue to do that, and what kind of support they actually need, and how can not just the audience at large, but also artists at large in the industry, how can the industry be a part of this preserving of this traditional art form? That's very important.
Okay.
And sometimes I think we forget to look at our own identity as we go along. And maybe many, many years later, we can be reminded. But I think to use the opportunity that is the BCAA to then remind the industry about some of the other amazing work that's being done, while all of us are going after modernity, are going after, you know, what's the latest trend. We don't want to leave things that matter to us behind so far, that when we want to do something about it, we are you know, we're like, oh, how do we do this?
Right.
I don't want it to be too late.
Only at a crisis point, kind of trying to sort it out, right? Yeah. And these are the, you know, the art forms that kind of laid the groundwork for everything that came after, isn't it?
So, yeah. And also, I think the narrative of what has been is really important for new artists and the young artists to really consider when doing their work. They need to understand the struggle that has been before, the kind of work that artists have put in before, so that foundationally they are strong. I think it's not about being educated in the same space and come out, oh, you know, I have been schooled in the art, so I know what I'm talking about. But it's a little bit more about exposure, intergenerational exposure, like different artists exposure, different works from yourself exposure. Those are very important. And all this will be highlighted at the BCAA this year.
Lovely. And the theme for this year, of course, is Pentas Kehidupan, Menaruka Tanpa Batasan. So I guess stages of life exploring without limits, right? Tell us a little bit about, you know, that theme.
So we do want to remind everyone the importance of how the arts is a projection of life, of reality. It's a projection, it's a narration, it's perhaps capturing a certain essence of it. But what it does down the road is that it can be documented. It's a really important moment historically that is defining that particular time. So as artists understand this more and more, the work that they will be creating will go through a lot more process, the way it's thought about, the way it is being presented, the way the words are chosen. How is it then after the show? It's not the end of the show. Mm. It could be after you put on the show, that's the beginning. So these are questions we want to put forth to the artists. And at the same time, in terms of audience development, I also want to say to the audience that the arts is not just limited to the artists. Your stories count as well. So we want to also encourage as many people as possible to imagine that they can also participate, they can also submit their scripts, their stories to producers, to directors that they fancy or that they've been following and that they like and that they want to tell their side of the story. Okay. Inspire more stories to come out. I think that's quite important as well. And until this conversation is a robust one, then the audience will always feel as if they are being fed.
Just being the recipient, right?
Yeah. So, but now, actually, you can be the point that you are the beginner. You are starting something, that the story can be yours, that you inspired that story. And how do you participate? So we want this to be a lot more exchange. Mm-hmm. There are a lot more exchanges happening, a lot more values. You know, in terms of conversation, in terms of feedback, we are missing out on a lot of critique pieces. Yeah. You know, everyone is a critique now.
Yeah.
So, but there are values in critique as well. How do we make sure artists then understand how to take that critique to the next level and also give an opportunity to critique to really understand that they are actually supposed to start conversation. Their conversation, I mean, their one-liner, whether it's on X or whether it's on whatever platform, should not be a full stop. Mm-hmm. A critique doesn't do that, right? A critique piece will always, hey, this is what I'm thinking and this is how it's relating to what's generally happening. But my question is this. It's not necessarily ending with a question mark, but it opens up a lot more conversation. Now that is a good critique.
Yeah. I think, you know, we've seen that in Malaysia a little bit, right? That, you know, once the critique comes out, it's like, oh, you're not supportive of the local arts and things like that. But, you know, that shouldn't be it. It should be how we can all collectively improve, isn't it? That is the whole point of having critique.
And sometimes it's not just about improvement. Sometimes it's a lot also about having the conversation. Mm-hmm. Because when you have the conversation, that's when exchanges happen. And that's the whole point of having an art piece.
Yeah.
That you're able to have your thoughts, you know, provoked.
Yeah,
and then now you have a say. Now you have an opinion about this thing that you've just seen and that you have just, you know, digested. And you're like, hey, I don't agree with that, which is completely fine, completely fine. And if a piece enables so much conversation, can you imagine what it's doing at a more macro level where this is actually defining a lot of people's opinion? Mm. And that is amazing.
Yeah. And we want it, of course, to be constructive, not, you know, just condemnation, but sometimes that happens, right? And it just kind of shut down. But never mind. So we are here. And as I mentioned earlier, the 19th Cammies is happening. The Bo Cameron Arts Awards is happening on the 5th of May. So that's a Sunday coming up really, really soon. What can audiences expect? Because it is open to the public as well.
Yes,
yeah?
It is. So in order to get your invite, all you need to do is just to follow all our social media accounts. And then you will be able to hear us say things like, hey, you want your invite? Invites now, please, you know, say this 3 times and voila, you get the invites.
Sure.
We really want to have a lot more people join us, to be honest. And what you can expect is that you can see a lot of people that you have been following perhaps from afar, who've been doing a lot of amazing work last year, and that you can now get up close and personal with them and ask them things that you've always wanted to, and really understand the vibe that's happening in the industry.
Yeah.
And I must say, it's quite electrifying. Every single year, the vibe that is at Cammies, that everyone comes like supercharged with energy. And on top of that, they are always discussing about the next thing, the ideas flow.
Mm.
So that's really, really exciting.
That's nice, yeah.
And if you are, whether you're an aspiring artist or you're not, I think this energy can do a whole lot of good for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely positive. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it's wonderful because it's all the different sort of like disciplines coming together under one roof, right? It's really a wonderful melting pot, meeting place. It's such a, the energy is amazing, as you have said.
Yeah, and
we're
going to put on a really amazing award show like we've always done. So you can expect to also steal glimpses at the best of.
Mm-hmm.
So what you've missed, now you can catch maybe, say, a good 2 minutes of it.
Ah, okay. So there's going to be some performances as
yes,
well, right?
That's right. That's
right. From nominees?
From the best ofs.
From the best ofs. Okay. So those five, right? Four.
Well, actually, that you will have to see on that night.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Because how it's being concocted is actually work process
now.
Oh, nice.
Okay, yes. Okay, excellent. And anything you want to mention about the nominees? Any particular highlights?
Oh,
that
I can't.
You cannot? Okay, all right. We won't go there then. Because there's a lot of them, like we said. So, yeah, I guess, you know, just, of course, we can go to the website to see the full list of nominees.
Yeah, you can go to our Instagram account and you actually can see, like, we've just pushed out quite a number of interviews.
Yes, I saw, yes.
About how every different layers of performing arts and how they put on shows together, how they put together a show,
mm-hmm.
from costume to makeup to storytelling to lighting to effects to props to director's brains together. So it's a lot of insights. And I think whether you're in the industry or not, I think this is stuff that can really get a lot of motivation happening about, oh, this is how much work that goes into something that looks so simple. But look at the amount of passion and love that's in this. I think that's extremely infectious. And I really, really like the award season because of that.
Yeah.
Very good energy.
Okay. So, and that's, I saw videos, right? You're having interviews and all of that with nominees. So that's available on all of your social media.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pages, channels, right? Okay, excellent. But, you know, for you, Ngayon, you know, as president of Kaki Seni, what has been some of the greatest challenges, I suppose, and also opportunities, facing Malaysian performing artists today, and how can a platform like the Cammies, like Bo Cameronian Arts Awards, help address them?
I think the biggest challenge is that I am, well, myself as a president, as well as the NGO that is Kaki Seni, we are in a really strange time.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are media fighting with media, like, you know, different platforms, different social media, different kinds of things that's coming out all the time, but we are also finding the right footing on how do you communicate certain things when everyone is in a different chamber.
Mm.
How do you reach out to people who want to know more about the arts but don't know how and where to ask? Because you only know as much as you do. And this gap is more and more today.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not in the know about the word theatre, you're never, ever going to go anywhere near it because the algorithm will not feed it to you at all. Yeah. So there isn't an algorithm that allows you to have the freedom to just discover. You may, but it may be the box at the bottom, you know, yeah. because they want to feed you with stuff that they understand first. They want to show you that, oh, I know you. But then it's good you know me, but I also want you to not know me. So then you can give me something that I didn't know I want. Mm. And so that's missing. And we're trying to find footing in that. And in addition, it's also to support artists and their shows, and how do we get them more audiences? How do we make sure that we are growing young people, not just to turn them into artists, but also to get them to understand how amazing it is to play audience, how amazing it is to participate as an audience. Because that's important in yeah. the making of a show. And many people forget that. You're not just going to receive something. You're also going to give. But of course, this giving may not be as conscious as you can imagine or see. Maybe it's a lot about giving energy. Maybe you even being there is such a big moment for the director and the producer of the show already. Yeah. And this are maybe a lot more obvious before. Now I think people take it for granted a lot more. Mm. So we're trying to understand, how do we bring this back? In-person shows, live performances, how do we get into the space of, you know, you scroll past something that's 5 seconds and you feel like you've seen the whole show. Yeah. But you haven't, because, you know, the stillness of you enjoying something for a whole 1.5 hours, a lot of people don't understand that today, because everything is just scrolling past yeah. so fast, so quick. Quite and size, you, yeah. you feel like you've consumed, but you actually haven't.
Because it doesn't retain, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So how do you then make them shift into this 1.5 hour show? Sit there, don't move, no phone. So that yeah. is an interesting conversation. And we are appealing to schools and to parents so that they can start at a very young age to be exposed to this stillness, to this participative, that is a lot more active than just scrolling through a gadget that is really far away. Like a content creator on any social media now have no idea of the expressions of the audience.
Yeah.
But in a hall, in a stage, you know, you can feel it. You can see it, you can feel it. You can almost respond to it.
You know, without knowing, you are responding to it. You're the way your body moves, or, you know, just even leaning forward towards the stage, right? It's just, you can't help it.
Absolutely. And a lot of young people today, oh, not just young people, actually, it's really cutting across to whatever age, are forgetting the way they sound. Mm-hmm. Because they haven't been speaking so much. That's crazy. Yeah. And if you haven't spoken a lot and you don't even have enough space or time to project to a group of, you know, more than 30 people, for example, how do you actually sound like? I'm so curious what's going to happen in 5 years. But before that 5 years happen, I want to make sure that the arts is doing something to remind everyone about this. Okay. So that's why it's Pentas Kehidupan. It's a reality of life. But please be reminded, you can cut through all kinds of ceilings or all kinds of walls should you want to. And scrolling is not the only way to enjoy the arts.
Okay. It is not the way. You must go, you know, fill those seats with your bums. That's how we need it to do it. So, okay, we're just kind of running out of time, Ayan. But yes, happening on the 5th of May, as you mentioned, just follow Kaki Seni on your social
media. Yes, it's
at
PJ Pack, Wang Utama. Yeah. So it's really just a very intimate, but a lot of amazing people, a lot of amazing talent will be there. So please make sure you follow our accounts and just get yourself invites.
Okay, and yes. And again, Sunday, the 5th of May, PJ Pack in Wang Utama. I think arrival starts around 7 p.m.,
yes, that's right, 7 p.m.
Okay, all right. So we will see you there. Any last message you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Please make sure you come, lah.
And so we'll catch up, of course, you know, because I think for the 20th is going to be a huge one, a lot of changes as well.
Yes, that's right.
So we will definitely catch up and find out what's happening there.
I look forward.
Okay. My thanks to Lau Ngaiwen. She is the president of Kaki Seni. We were talking about 19 Cammies. So the 19th Bo Cameroonian Arts Awards, which is taking place again. If you'd like to find out more information, just head to kakiseni.org.
That's right.
.com
and follow us on all social media handles. So we like Kaki Seni, you just type it in and it will come out.
Okay.
Instagram ke TikTok ke semua ada.
Okay, so kakiseni.com and yeah, and head for the Kamis on the 5th. But if you miss any part of our conversation today, you can always search for the podcast at bfm.my/learn. You can also find it on the BFM app. This has been Live and Learn on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.